And you're live.
Hey, call to order the Public Safety Committee for the City of Junction City, 680 Greenwood Street, Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. For the record, I want to state that there is a quorum of the council here. Okay. Oh, I guess the time should be 6:30. Approval of minutes. Any issues?
I'm good.
All right, consensus, approval. U of O contract review.
Okay, the contract that you have before you in the packet is, I believe, going to be a final version. Their U of O's contract people are still reviewing it. Absent any significant changes or anything that would change as far as a dollar amount that would impact us negatively, if you guys are okay with it, I'd like to try and get it scheduled for review and approval at the next council meeting.
Council meeting. It'd be nice to have it locked in.
Can you tell me again how, are they paying this yearly? Are they paying monthly?
They have been paying monthly since we started.
And so what's going to happen once this contract is good? Is it going to continue to be monthly?
It may be monthly. They're trying to see if maybe they would do it on an annual basis.
Okay.
But in either case, the net result is the same. We're still going to get the same dollar amount.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if it was going to, like, refigure it out for a monthly payment to equal this, or just one lump sum, or every 6 months.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
They're trying to figure out how they're going to.
Okay.
Any questions, Bill? All right, let's take it to council. All right, reserve program update.
Reserve program update is just basically for information, because I think that there may have been maybe a little bit of confusion. Back in October of 2018, we sent out letters to the former members of the reserves and said that we were basically restarting it, and that they were eligible to participate under certain conditions. Different people had different conditions based on the records that we were able to locate on file. Some had gone through background, some had not. Some had done sites, some had not. None of the people that were in the program took advantage of that. We have been actively recruiting since that time. Unfortunately, as with patrol, as with dispatch, we are not finding people that are qualified that can make it through the background and the psych and the medical. And it's just a point. We've got one reserve. It's Tyler Marler. He's in dispatch. He's on as a reserve and has been, and I don't have the exact date. But he has been up and functioning. He's been out at events as a reserve. He is the one that is going to ultimately be going to patrol as soon as we can get dispatch filled and staffed correctly. But we've interviewed three or four people offered, and people have either turned it down because they got full-time jobs, or a couple of them went into backgrounds and failed background and or failed site. And so that's just to kind of, there is a reserve program, it's just we're having difficulty staffing it, no different than we're having problems staffing dispatch or police.
Any questions, Andrew?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Fiscal year 2020-2021 budget.
And what you have before you is the most recent draft of the proposed budget. You will find that there really is little change to this from previous years. We did move some money from personnel, actual direct personnel costs, into overtime. or hourly, you know, actual personnel costs. We've shifted a little bit of that into overtime. The numbers, other than that, are pretty much static. You'll see some increases. You're going to see increases in the, like, the shared services where we've got computer services with the city administrative costs, like vehicle maintenance and stuff. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that at all, or...
That was what you got, and I had a couple of things I wanted to point out.
So you're going to see some increases there based on the allocation of the calculations from city administrator Milk, as far as how that money is being parsed out. So there was some increases there. Overall, everything is pretty much within the same neighborhood as it was last year.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of things to that. To start off with, I want to point out that we're anticipating a higher beginning fund balance than we did a year ago. You know, we went into this year thinking that the department was going to have a negative fund balance, but after audit came in that it was a little bit positive, and with the way this fiscal year is shaping up, we're going to be a lot better off. Going to be about a positive of about $99,000 is what we're anticipating, compared to a negative 20. I think that's important to note. It's still a ways off from the minimum fund balance that's set by policy, which would be in the 400K range, but the department's making a lot better strides towards that this year than I thought they would. So I think that's a positive thing to point out there. And in first blush, when you look through the budget, overall, it is a balanced budget. We're anticipating starting the year with $99,000 and anticipating ending the year with $99,400. I mean, it's not a lot of a gain, but it's definitely better than we've been in the past. As Chief Morris was referring to in the internal services, one thing that slipped through last year's budgeting process that we didn't account for was the shifting of not having an in-house mechanic, because we went away from that in this year and substituted with having a full-time IT person. So the allocation changes you're going to see in, like, their administrative charges, IT service charges, and vehicle service charges are going to reflect that change in the budget. Overall, net total is the same, but it's just shifting, so we're better showing where those expenses are at in this upcoming year. So yeah, that's probably the two biggest things that I wanted to point out for the committee.
Thank you.
I had a question on, now I can't find it. It was jails. I think it was like jail space, contracted jail space. It's on line 45, $17,000. Is that just for Springfield Jail?
Line 40.
Did I get that right?
Line 40. Okay, yes, that is for Springfield.
Just for Springfield, okay. And how many beds does that get?
It's a per night charge. I believe it's $89 a night, and that's based on use. There are some people that we absolutely cannot hold because of medical conditions, mental conditions, or violent behavior, thereby leaving absolutely no alternative. Well, there's two alternatives. One, we don't sentence them, or two, we put them in a facility that is staffed, designed and equipped to deal with those types of individuals.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure it was just Springfield Jail.
You have any questions, Bill?
No, just a smart remark. I wish we could pay Eugene to keep people a night.
That's not in our budget.
No.
All right, moving on. Agenda forecaster review.
Everything on there remains consistent.
I do have one. Sorry. I think it was last month, or maybe the month before, we talked a little bit about code enforcement. Was there anything you were going to, I know Gary had some stuff he was going to work on. Was there anything?
And Gary was going to work on stuff from the public works side, and then we were going to come back and revisit that with what he had found.
Okay, so nothing on
your guys' side? Nothing on ours at the radar. Nothing on our radar at the moment.
Okay. All right.
And also, that was also supposed to be discussed at the work session. Instead of putting it onto the departments, it was going to be the code enforcement piece was going to be discussed at the work session that occurred, I believe, last month, and then I think that it was going to be brought back to the next work session as well.
I don't remember.
It wasn't defined to a specific work session, but to a work session once the research was completed.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Any questions, Bill?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. All right, short and sweet tonight. With that, we are adjourned at 6:41.